Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, healthcare costs are expected to rise next year. A Northeast Georgia community considers moving a whole cemetery to make way for a business park. And as some Georgia kids head back to school, they'll have to pass through a weapons detection system.
You can go to different events around Metro Atlanta. You walk through them. We first rolled them out last fall at our stadiums and basketball games.
Today is Monday, August 4th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The cost of healthcare is likely going to rise next year. That is the conclusion of a study by KFF, a nonpartisan healthcare research group. That healthcare costs are rising is not new or terribly surprising. But the reason this time is at least in part the expiration of Affordable Care Act subsidies passed and extended during the Biden administration. Senator John Ossoff says Georgia families need to prepare for the rise in costs.
We're talking about thousands of dollars per year more that Georgia families will pay to get health insurance for ourselves and for our kids when folks are already having trouble making ends meet.
Ossoff says Congress needs to find a solution. Those expiring subsidies could be extended if lawmakers so desire. If not, the KFF analysis found premiums may increase in Georgia by more than 20%. Former football coach Derek Dooley officially launched his campaign for the 2026 Georgia Senate race today. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Dooley's announcement emphasized that he is an outsider in the political world.
I spent 3 decades in coaching, probably doing the exact opposite of what a lot of D.C. politicians were doing.
The former University of Tennessee football coach is running as a Republican. He praised President Donald Trump in a campaign announcement video and said he will work with him if elected. Dooley has never run for office and largely stayed out of politics until now. Dooley grew up in Athens and is the son of the legendary University of Georgia football coach, Vince Dooley. He will face U.S. Representatives Mike Collins and Buddy Carter in the Republican primary next year. The winner of that race will run against incumbent Democratic Senator John Ossoff. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The City Council in Northeast Georgia's Commerce is set to discuss this evening the fate of a 200-year-old cemetery. A local developer wants to move it to build a business park. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
About a quarter mile into deep woods, the once overgrown Wilson Wheeler King Cemetery is now covered in survey flags. Red flags where its interred residents' heads are, and yellow at their feet. According to professional estimates, there could be as many as 200 buried here. Among those is James Wheeler, a Revolutionary War veteran. Last month, his third great-granddaughter, Rebecca Wheeler Bunce, was joined by about 50 other descendants and advocates to ask the city council to keep the cemetery in place.
It was abandoned, but not abandoned in the sense that nobody cared. It was abandoned because nobody could get to it.
The advocates want better access to the remote site, or at the very least, ask that builders avoid touching the cemetery. The city council votes on the measure on August 18th. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee in Commerce.
Many Georgia students and teachers return to the classroom for a new school year today. Public schools in Atlanta, Macon-Bibb County, and Savannah-Chatham County are among those going back. In the state's largest district, Metro Atlanta's Gwinnett County, school spokesman Bernard Watson says students will see a new weapons detection system.
The Evolve weapons detection system, a lot of people are aware of them because you walk through them when you go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You can go to different events around Metro Atlanta. You walk through them. We first rolled them out last fall at our stadiums and basketball games.
A new state law requires districts to have an emergency plan and other safety measures in place. That follows last year's deadly shooting at Appalachie High School in Winder. For many students in K through 8 grades, it'll be the first school year without cell phones in class, since a new state law bans in-class electronic devices for young learners. As always, be careful around school buses and school zones. In many districts, school zone cameras will be turned back on, leading to fines for speeding violations. Amazon is considering Middle Georgia's Lamar County for the site of a massive new data center. The tech giant confirmed today that it purchased land in the county as it is, quote, constantly evaluating new locations. The nearly 1,000-acre site sold for about $270 million and is already zoned for data center use. County Chairman Ryron Traylor says now he's waiting to learn more about the company's plans and how they balance environmental concerns with economic benefits.
You know, we try to keep our community as rural as possible, but we also realize that a company like Amazon or anybody could obviously contribute to our digest and take some of the burden off of the local citizens.
Georgia has the second fastest growing data center market in the nation, behind Virginia. Tomorrow, commissioners in neighboring Monroe County are expected to decide on a proposed 900-acre data center there. A 12-year-old Palestinian from Gaza arrived in Atlanta yesterday with his mother as part of a nonprofit's mission to evacuate children needing medical treatment. The boy, Yassin Al-Gaban, was searching for toys in the rubble of his destroyed home when an airstrike hit and he lost both of his legs. Steve Sosby of Heal Palestine says the boy and his mother got permissions needed to come to the U.S. after a year of challenges, including having to go to court in Israel.
Some of his injuries are permanent, obviously, but, you know, we want to give him back his childhood and we want to get him, give him back some mobility and independence and give him a chance to be a child again.
Sosby says his organization has helped 65 kids get to the U.S. for medical treatment since the war in Gaza began in October 2023. Although the children and their caretakers are not seeking permanent residence, Sosby says Israel isn't allowing people to return right now, which he calls another, quote, huge challenge. After 7 years and numerous detours, a downtown Atlanta bridge is finally reopened to traffic. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports the bridge also has a new name.
The Spring Street Bridge is now the Ted Turner Bridge, honoring one of the city's most famous business leaders and former owner of CNN. The upgrades include a new viaduct and roadway, focusing on improving traffic flow and safety. The area also features wider crosswalks and new bike lanes, linking businesses and entertainment districts. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens spoke at the project's ribbon cutting. He says this corridor will support long-term mobility and ongoing efforts to enhance the downtown area. The project was a partnership between the local and state departments of transportation and the Federal Highway Administration. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
The first Major League Baseball game ever played in the state of Tennessee took place yesterday in a special matchup between the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. The Braves won 4-2 at Bristol Motor Speedway, where a baseball field was built in the middle of the racetrack. Atlanta's Eli White homered twice to put the Braves over the top. Fans from all over the South converged on the racetrack slash ball field, including Mariah McClendon from Columbus, Georgia. McClendon says she sat through heavy rain on Saturday night until the game was officially moved to Sunday, and there was no question that she and her family would stay to see the game.
No, as my brother put it yesterday, I had the keys to the car, so we don't have a choice. But we all wanted to come because we love the Braves and we're not missing this opportunity.
Major League Baseball has been holding special regular season games at new locations for the past few years, including Field of Dreams games in Iowa and last year's game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you had a great weekend. We've got a lot of news coming your way this week, so make sure you stay tuned to this podcast. Subscribe to it now and check gpb.org/news for updates on any of the stories you heard today and new stories that our reporters are writing. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Story tips are appreciated as well. Same email address, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.